older brother is gay. I, you know, as a little kid, I was Boy George. I was, you know, Madonna. I was Cyndi Lauper for Halloween. And, you know, without having such, you know, and that was in the 80s. And I mean, my brother and his friends were the trailblazers. You know, I look back at them and, you know, they were shunned on at school and they were, you know, picked on and bullied. And they were like, you know what, this is who we are. And this is, we're not going to change for anybody. And I just remember being groomed with that kind of mentality at such a young age. So, and I have a lot of friends of mine, and I'm a big advocate for gay equality and gay marriage. And, you know, I think Belinda's story was one that she truly lived it. And I think that a lot of people have struggles with coming out and telling the truth behind their story. And I'm very happy that I was able to kind of guide Melinda to just say, hey, this is your life. And there's a lot of people who enter this. And it's very cinematic. And, you know, write the screenplay. Let's shoot it. So, yeah, I'm really happy with that. When you love someone, you have to re-love somebody every day, because every day we constantly evolve. Our thoughts, our aspects, everything that we did that we liked last year, we feel differently about it. And so I think that it's just an essence of life, you know?
So do you believe people will stay together for long periods of time, or it's, I guess, a lot of hard work to do it?
I think that, you know, relationships can last a lifetime. But then I also believe in the modern day world, I think that you have to have two people that are willing to adapt to, you know, another person in terms of their strive. You know what I mean? Relationships are very competitive to me. And it's just the way that I guess my world has always been graced with them. You know, I've dated major motion picture executives. I've dated musicians. You know, it doesn't matter. You have to be able to always be happy for another individual. And if you're not progressing as fast as they are, you have to be able to be positive and reinforce them and not have jealousy. And I think that a lot of times in relationships, jealousy does come out. And I think it's the root of all evil.
You think it's difficult for people in the same profession or the striving for the same thing to actually create that type of relationship?
In my personal experience, I found it to be very difficult. Very difficult. I'm kind of a unique individual, so to speak, because if I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. And I'm not going to look back. And I'm going to focus on getting something made. If I write a movie, you know, if you write a movie, the movie is already being birthed. You know, you just have to find the money, and you have to find the crew, and you have to find your actors, and deliver a product. I think that, you know, in my personal life, I think that a lot of men have not realized that I'm a woman of my word.